With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Instagram at JR Sport Brief. You can always call. I keep the phone lines open, 855-212-4CBS. And unfortunately, I had to kind of deliver some of the bad news that just continued to trickle in throughout the course of the day, continued on over the past 2 days. And we basically had the Big Ten and Pac-12 postpone their college football seasons. Ain't happening in the fall. Maybe we get lucky, it goes down in the spring. We'll see. Difficult road ahead, difficult decisions. The Big 12, the SEC, the ACC, they say we want to go on, they want to continue. And we'll see. And we had quite a few callers in the first hour who were saying, oh, it's the decision of the players. Oh, it's the decision of the players. It would be nice if it was, but it's not. This is what you sign up for. The players aren't out there, you know, organizing a game of backyard football. You know, they're not taking a tally. They're not raising their hands if they want to continue. I mean, they signed to represent and play for these schools. They've accepted scholarships from these organizations and these teams. They're tied. It's not so damn easy. And ultimately, this is the choice of the conferences. And even though they don't have clear direction from the NCAA, that would have been nice. But it's a tough decision. It's a difficult decision. And I feel for the players who want to play. Because to a certain degree, I can't recall which coach said it, but they have been yo-yoed. In the case of the Big Ten, it's a matter of laying out the schedule and then Kevin Warren today saying, oh, well, no, I've always said this is going to be a day-to-day thing. So it's tough. And ultimately, I think one thing that's always been lacking with the NCAA is like clear leadership. They've really passed the buck on this one. And I'm not saying they have to go out and dictate to every conference, you know, what they should do. But they should be able to have a little bit more clarity as to this is the deadline. You know, this is what we expect. You know, these are some of the protocols that you have to take. You know, and it's difficult to compare the NCAA to professional leagues. But when you think about guidelines that have been set up by the NBA, you know, by even Major League Baseball, regardless of what you think about it, and Major League Baseball has been flying by the seat of their pants and had their issues. But this is what happens when you don't have the players' input into whether or not you're going to play. That's the reality, and that's the position that college athletes are in because, quite frankly, they are not quote-unquote employees. So this is what you get. And earlier on in the show, we heard from a few of the coaches on what they think. But Drew Rosenhaus, he was on a Joe Rose show on 560 The Joe in Miami. And we know Rosenhaus is a big-time agent. Just in the NFL, obviously he has to get his talent from somewhere. It comes from college athletics. And Drew Rosenhaus, he was basically saying that, you know, college football is going to be on a week-to-week basis for anyone who wants to play. Listen up.
I do. I can't guarantee that it's going to last for an entire season. They don't have the resources that the NFL has and the 75,000 tests that I alluded to. And you know, the NFL's got, you know, billion-dollar franchises, and it's 32 teams that are working on the same page and have the same protocol, the That's same leadership. Yeah. And, you know, you got a union, and they're involved, and they've negotiated for months and months on a plan. You just don't have that in college football. It's disorganized. You know, it seems like programs like the University of Miami are doing a great job, and the University of Michigan, among others, But I can't say that about every program that I've recruited guys or talked to guys in. So I think it's just going to be, you know, a week-to-week deal in college football, but my instinct tells me that they're going to give it a go.
Well, in that light, good luck to the Big 12, the SEC, and the ACC. That's Drew Rosenhaus. And it doesn't matter where you stand on whether we should play or not play, I don't think anyone can disagree that this is and has been a massive mess. I don't think there's any debate about that at all. And speaking about something that hasn't been a mess, and I briefly mentioned this before we went to break, man, there's quite a few NBA players that are lighting it up. You know, T.J. Warren has been playing out of his mind. Former Phoenix Sun, now member of the Indiana Pacers. Came back to earth against the Miami Heat and Jimmy Butler. But somebody who's just been in the news for the past several days and is just balling out of his mind right now is Damian Lillard. And he did it again tonight. He tied his career high for points against the Dallas Mavericks in a pretty damn close game. The Blazers ended up edging the Mavs 134 to 131. Lillard, career high, ties it 61 points, 8 assists, 5 rebounds. He knocks down 9 three-pointers. A couple of days ago, he had 11. And on Saturday, we know he was mocked by Patrick Beverley for missing some key free throws. Tonight, he goes 18 for 18. He's perfect from the free throw line. Damian Lillard is on another level right now. And I really believe when you think about all of the players in the bubble and just their responses and the reaction, I think the players are feeling real free and easy without fans being in the stands. I know that this must really be like an open practice run. I know that this has to be different. You get to the arena, you're surrounded by all of the staff, you're surrounded by the fans, you're doing autographs before the games. Obviously we know no fans is difficult. I mean, LeBron James spoke about it himself. Listen to what LeBron had to say.
At the end of the day, you know, basketball is basketball, and I just want the fans to know at home that we miss them dearly. You know, and we're going through something that we haven't never experienced before, you know, with the pandemic and COVID and things of that nature. So the virtual fan board is unbelievable. Yeah. But we miss our fans dearly, and we hope that someday, sooner than later, that we can get it under control and get our fans back into the arenas, stadiums, and gyms. So, you know, as a player, you know, you love the game. When you have a love for the game, you come out and try to prepare and go out and do what you got to do. And live with the result.
I think the fact that these NBA players have gone, you know, several months, they don't have the physical toll on their bodies. They haven't been beat up for 82 games. And also at the same time, like I said, I think there are minimal distractions. And as much as LeBron James says, it's so different. You know, you can't feed off the fans. You have a virtual board where fans are being piped in via Zoom. That's good. That looks fun. But then at the same time, this is like an open practice run. And I know a lot of you haven't seen just NBA players playing in a gym by themselves. But at certain points in time, they look invincible. It's like you don't miss a shot. And when you have some of the best players in the world, and Damian Lillard is one of them, he's in a zone right now. And Damian Lillard really seems to be motivated even more just by all of the trash talk that's been occurring over the past several days. You know, Patrick Beverley trash talking him, saying that he's going to go home. He has to deal with Paul George, who's saying you're going to get sent home this year. You know, Damian Lillard gets roped into a media back and forth with Skip Bayless. He's on a show last night. Damian Lillard was with his teammate Carmelo Anthony, who Carmelo Anthony had a damn good night himself, 27 points. Damian Lillard is on another level right now. Damian Lillard is in a space in a plane all by himself. And then with the victory tonight, he's put the Portland Trailblazers in that eighth spot. And he made it clear months ago that he wasn't interested in playing or going to a bubble if the games didn't mean anything. If the Blazers did not have a chance or an opportunity to go ahead and make some noise and, you know, maybe knock somebody off in the playoffs. Maybe go forward. And we know they have a solid roster and team. And I believe that C.J. McCollum might be dealing with an injury at this point in time. But the Trailblazers, they can put a good scare into somebody right now, especially when Damian Lillard is playing like one of the best people, if not the best player, in the bubble right now. And they're in that eighth spot. And quite frankly, look, I would love to see a play-in game between the Portland Trailblazers and the Phoenix Suns. Give me Devin Booker. Give me Damian Lillard. Let's see what these two guys can do in a back and forth representing the Blazers, representing the Suns. And ultimately, I'd like to see the Blazers maintain that eighth seed that they have. And yes, I'm sorry for the fans of the Memphis Grizzlies. They're not doing anything. They probably get wiped by the Lakers. That would be the best start for the Lakers. That's probably what they wish would happen. But Ja Morant, he's going to have time. He's a killer. There's no Jackson Jr. He's going to have an opportunity into the next few years, if he's healthy, to make some noise. It's crazy to me that Damian Lillard is already 30 years old. And he's one of the most clutch players in the NBA. And he said it himself. The reason why these guys are heckling him when he doesn't have his normal success is because they're used to it. And it is a notch on his belt. It is a pat on his back when players have high expectations on you to be clutch. Because these are the best players in the world, and not everybody can go out there and get the job done. Damian Lillard is probably, I'd say he's probably number one for players that I would want to see taking and making a big shot in crunch time. It goes without saying. We've seen Kawhi Leonard eliminate the Sixers and be clutch. But I'm going with Dame. We know Kevin Durant has been clutch over the years. Kevin Durant obviously walking around knocking down shots. Kyrie Irving hitting a big shot in the 2016 NBA Finals, helping the Cavaliers go out and win their NBA title. But Damian Lillard, there's just a different swagger about him. There's just a different attitude. You can't tell him nothing. He's not afraid to answer. And I think a lot of that has to do with where he comes from in Oakland. Oakland is one of my favorite cities in the United States of America. I'm highly upset that the Raiders are now gone. I'm highly upset that the San Francisco team, the Golden State Warriors, no longer play in Oakland. And that we've had the battle for years just to see whether or not that the Athletics were going to stick around. Oakland is not about games. And the people who grew up in Oakland, if you think about some of the players who have come from Oakland, someone I know, Gary Payton. Gary Payton's one of the greatest trash talkers in NBA history, does not give a damn. Marshawn Lynch marches to the beat of his own drum, doesn't give a damn. Damian Lillard is going to ball out, and he has. He does not give a damn. He goes and he does what he says he'll do, and he has no fear. And that's what I love about athletes who come out of Oakland. I want to ask producer Tom here, what are your thoughts on what Dame Lillard has been doing for the Blazers and then ultimately the possibility that they may take on the Lakers?
It's frankly scary what he's been doing, and it's the first time I actually think that they're a legitimate threat to the Lakers. I mean, anytime you share a statistic with Wilt Chamberlain and Wilt Chamberlain only, which is 3 60-point games in one season, that's a pretty impressive thing. And then you said it yourself, just his attitude right now, the vibe, the chip on his shoulder that he's playing with, the, you know, seemingly the message that he has to get across is terrifying, because this man is absolutely one of the five or six best basketball players on the face of the earth, in my opinion, and he is playing the best basketball of his career. So who says that he can't go and knock off a Lakers team that doesn't look, I mean, even by LeBron's own admission, don't really have their rhythm back yet.
Yeah, the Lakers have just been, they're trying to figure out their rotations. And I hope that they can go ahead and figure it out before it's too late. Ultimately, I'd love to see the two L.A. teams in the Western Conference Finals, but Damian Lillard and the Blazers are here. They have something to say. And it's going to be interesting to see what the playoffs look like in the bubble, because this is not going to be a home court advantage. We're not going to have the travel. Obviously, we're going to see increased defense. I would expect for us to get more towards a half court offense that's going to get played. Things are going to be different when we get to the playoffs. But how is it going to be with no real home court? How's it going to be without fans in the stands? We know that some players perform better at home, better than on the road, because they just can't, they can't hack it. They're role players for a reason. You know, not everybody's going to be a Robert Horry just hitting big shots every and anywhere you could think of. You know, I think someone like TJ Warren, he has really blown up and showcased more of his talent here, because he's not just going road to road, home and road, home and away. I think that's a boon. But for somebody like Damian Lillard, I don't think it matters at this point in time. I don't think it ever has mattered, because Damian Lillard has always had a chip on his shoulder. He has never been afraid to talk and tell you about it. And if this is the one thing that I really appreciate about him, he backs it up. There are a lot of guys who do a lot of talking. There's a lot of folks who try to psych you out. There are a lot of folks who try to get in your head but can't back it up. And Damian Lillard right now, I think he's the most clutch guy in the NBA. He's someone that you don't want to see taking the shot or with the basketball if you're on the opposing team. And I want to open up the phone lines to you right now. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. If you got one shot in the NBA, who do you want taking that shot? Who do you want having the ball in crunch time? Damian Lillard is playing on another level, on another planet, all by himself right now. 60-point games, he's dropping them like it's nothing. 50-point game, 60-point game. And people continue to chirp at him. When are people going to learn to shut up? Leave Damian Lillard alone. But who would you want taking that last shot? Do you want LeBron James having a basketball in crunch time? He still gets criticized from time to time about passing, but he can go to the lane like nobody's business. He can draw a foul. Do you want Kawhi Leonard taking a shot? Strictly cold-blooded. D'Angelo Russell, he hasn't won a damn thing in his career, but he's proven that he has ice in his veins when it comes to crunch time. The phone lines are open to you, 855-212-4CBS. Who do you want taking that final shot in the NBA right now? Damian Lillard, he's definitely the hottest. Your calls when we come back. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We're talking about Damian Lillard. 61 points tonight. Helps the Blazers beat the Mavs 134 to 131. Knocks down 9 3-pointers. He spent the past like 3-4 days just defending his name from fellow NBA players and superstars like Paul George and then even other media pundits. And what does he do? He comes out and he drops 61 points. Third time he's gone over 60 this season. The only other player in NBA history to have done this. Wilt Chamberlain. Damian Lillard is a man on fire. He is a man on a mission. And the Portland Trail Blazers are currently sitting in the eighth spot in the Western Conference. This is a bad dude. And so I've opened up the phone lines to you, 855-212-4CBS. Our line is sponsored by Geico. Right now, GEICO's offering an extra 15% credit on car, motorcycle, and RV policies. That's on top of what GEICO could already save you. So what are you waiting for? Go to GEICO.com to learn more. We have some amazing players in the NBA right now. If you needed a three, if you needed that big shot, who are you giving the basketball to? Are you giving it to LeBron James to drive down the lane and draw the foul? Maybe you're trying to get a little bit of a flop out of James Harden. Are you giving it to Steph Curry? Maybe Durant, Kyrie Irving? What are things going to finally look like when they're together? Kawhi, we saw him get a bounce and eliminate the 76ers last year. Who's getting the ball if you need that game-winning shot right now? I don't think there is another answer besides Damian Lillard. Let's go to the phone lines, 855-212-4CBS. Matt in Wisconsin, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Go on ahead.
Hey, what's up, dog? Hey, thanks for taking my call, and I really love your show, man.
But, thank you, Matt.
If I'm going to pass the ball to anybody at the end of the game, it's going to be Big Shot Bob Horry or Ray Allen.
There's no argument there. I mean, Robert Horry, Lakers, Spurs, Young Rockets. I mean, he got that name. He got all those rings for a reason. Is there anybody?
That's why they call him Big Shot Bob, baby.
is there anybody that's in the league now that you look at and go, you know what? I give this guy a ball.
Maybe Chris Middleton.
Oh, that's really Wisconsin. Well, he is a great shooter, but is that a little bit of homerism on your part, man?
Yeah,
I know you're calling from Wisconsin.
Homerism. I was going to go Nick Van Exel on you, but
okay, we're going from Nick.
That'd be showing my age.
you're going to tell me Eddie Jones next? Are you going Nick Van Exel, Robert Horry? I mean, why not Byron Scott? You know, tell me Michael Cooper. I don't know, Matt. We'll see.
Oh, Michael Cooper! Now you're showing your age.
Hardly, Matt. I appreciate you for calling up from Wisconsin.
Hey, I appreciate you, man. Thanks for what you do.
No, thank you, Matt. Appreciate you. Let's go to New Jersey and let's talk to Kelly. Kelly, you're on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show. Go on ahead, Kelly.
Oh, good afternoon. Actually, good evening. Well, looking at you, the current player that I would choose would be Damian Lillard, and looking at it, he plays in a small market, but in a perfect vacuum, you know, where everything is constant, like he is bar none the best statistically, you know, over and over again, and he's just showing and proving how good he is. And only the best would speak about the best, because if you're like a scrub in the NBA, if you feel like the 10th man, no one's talking about you. So, of course, they're talking about him because they know who he is. That's just respect.
Yeah. He's finally getting it. And thank you, Kelly. Sorry, it was a bit of an echo. He's finally getting that respect. And I feel that he's always had it. And I guess when you think about the team success and the fact that we don't see Damian Lillard out there in the West Finals, we don't see him competing for a championship. I guess for some folks, it becomes difficult to see him, you know, competing. Reggie Miller was someone who you did not want just with the basketball. It's just real simple. You did not want to see Reggie Miller with the ball. Reggie Miller went to the NBA Finals one time in the end of his career. That doesn't make him any less clutch than anybody else. He was a thorn in plenty of people's sides. We got Bill calling up from Michigan. Bill, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Go on ahead.
Yeah, I'm very, very impressed with how you bathe in Damian Lillard and flowers and everything. I'm going to give Damian Lillard his due, but I'm going to tell you something. In a four-game series, you got to win four games. You know, they're going to take the ball out of his hand. You're going to trap him when he gets to stop it. If you think LeBron and them going to stand there and watch him get 40, 50 points, you guys are dreaming. Now, the talent-wise, Damian's the man right now.
Bill, but how the hell are you going to upset me talking about this?
Because you're trying to seem like the game is over. because the man that went down.
Bill, you're making up stuff in your own damn brain. Bill, you think I sit around getting angry about sports? You think I get upset?
No. I want you to clean me up on that, what you talking about.
So,
acting like he's the prince. Nobody
said anything. Nobody said anything about him going up against the Lakers and putting up 50 and 60 points. That was something that, you kind of made up in your own brain. I didn't say such a thing. What I said is the same thing that you just called and agreed with me on, is that he is a bad, bad man. And I'd venture to say, I'm going to ask you, Bill, is there a player in the NBA right now who is hotter than Damian Lillard?
No, but Devin Booker got his name on the page.
Okay, well, Devin Booker can have his name on the page, but you just agreed with me. So I don't think Damian Lillard is going to play the Lakers and put up 60 points per. The Lakers, for all of their disasters on offense, have been one of the best defensive teams. Is Sands giving up about 125 points a few nights ago?
But Damian's been getting 45 and 50 the last 3 or 4 weeks here. You know what? You're seeing it. And he's been playing against some good defensive teams. But the point I'm trying to make to you is that if you get into a series, if just like it did James Harden a week ago, it trapped him when he got to the top of the key.
Take
the ball out of his hands.
Bill, I don't disagree with you on any of that. But I think ultimately Damian Lillard will still be able to get his shots and his points, even if it'll be difficult. But what you're saying is not what I'm saying right now. I'm talking about who would you want. Bill, stop. I got a simple question for you. I'm going to ask you the question that I asked everybody else that called up and had an answer, and you wanted to go in your own direction. If you needed someone right now, today, in the NBA to take a last-second shot, who would it be?
Damian Lillard.
Okay, well, thank you, Bill, for calling up from Michigan. Goodness gracious. Producer Tom?
Oh, that was amazing.
How many ways? That's like asking the kid, did you take the cookies out the cookie jar? And the kid got crumbs on his face, on his mouth, on his hands, and he's saying, well, a cat came by, and I saw the cat on. I'm not asking you about the cat on the counter. Did you take the cookies? At least it was, I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. Tom, should I go ahead and give us a news flash? What do you think?
Yeah, I think that's probably the right.
Let's go ahead and take a news flash. I want to go ahead and continue to take your calls. I got a lot of people who hit me up online as well. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I see you, Devon, calling up from DC. We'll continue to take your calls. Who do you want taking that last second shot in the NBA right now? Call me up.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Damian Lillard, he is a man on fire. He's getting dissed and people are insulting him. Paul George is saying you're going home. He's just people all over the place are not giving him his just due. What does he do? Score 61 points, even though he scored 51 points the game before. He is playing out of his mind. And I've opened up the phone lines to you, 855-212-4CBS. With all of the superstars we have in the league, if you needed like a three-pointer, if you needed a shot to win the game, who are you giving the basketball to right now? Kawhi Leonard has been clutch. He doesn't look like he ever gets rattled by anything. We know LeBron James, he's just an orchestrator with the basketball. James Harden might get you a foul. Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant, they're not playing right now, but we've seen Kyrie Irving damn near win a championship for LeBron James along with him, hit a big shot. So the phone lines are open to you, but I want to let you know that Damian Lillard right now is not our player of the week. It happens to be Devin Booker. Shout-outs to Granger. Let's talk about who got it done. Since the restart, Booker's averaged 31 points, 5 rebounds, 6 assists per game for Phoenix. They've gone 7-0. Okay, the player of the week is sponsored by Granger. As we get back to business, Granger is there to help with supplies and solutions for every industry, safety recovery guides, 24/7 support, and more. Visit Granger.com/recovery. Granger for the ones who get it done. And at this rate, if we keep rolling, I think the Granger player of the week for next week, it might be Damian Lillard. It might be Mike Trout. We'll see. But Damian Lillard is certainly on his way. Let's go to Washington, D.C. and talk to Devon. Devon, you're on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show. Who you want taking the last shot? Devon. Oh, Devon. Devon had to run to the restroom. I don't know. Let's talk to Cam. Cam is calling up from Atlanta. Cam, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Who you want taking the shot?
I'm going with Devin Booker. You said who do I want to see in the shot right now, and if it's a three and today and stuff. So if it's a three and today, I'm going Devin Booker. Obviously, I mean, he's a crazy three-point shooter. He has unlimited range. And, you know, Damian Lillard actually missed those two clutch free throws the game versus the Clippers. So I would take Devin Booker right now. Suns are undefeated in the bubble. So, like, if I need a shot tomorrow, I'm taking Devin Booker. And then number two, I would go LeBron. He's got I guess the most game-winning shots in NBA history. It's 17 game-winning shots. So I'm taking LeBron. You've seen what he's done to Toronto, I think, like last year, 2 years ago with that runner, that floater off the glass. And then, you know, he did it versus Orlando and Dwight Howard. He hit a game-winner in the Eastern Conference Finals. They lost that series, but that was a clutch shot. He did it versus Chicago and Derrick Rose with a corner three. So he's done it a lot of times in the playoffs. So I'm going Booker tomorrow, LeBron in the first round for the playoffs, and then going Harden if I absolutely need a bucket, because like you were saying, he'll draw a foul.
Okay. All right, Cam. I can't argue with any of those folks. Appreciate you for calling up from Atlanta. Shout out to all my ATL folks listening on 92.9 The Game. Let's go to Devon. He's back from Washington, D.C. Hey, Devon, did you ran to the restroom?
Nah, man. I'm in an area where they're doing a lot of construction by the National Stadium up here in D.C. That's all.
Where they're actually playing baseball, huh?
Yeah, they're playing some baseball here. Yeah, man. Oh, so
how about that? Hopefully safe. Give me a player, Devon.
It's got to be Lillard. I mean, a bad shot for most is a good shot for him. No step backs. He practices that stuff, you know, so. And you look at what he's done. He's walked off people in the playoffs, sent them home. He waved them all. He essentially broke up the Thunder last year as we knew them with that walk-off three. He waved at them. Then he did it to Beverly and Dwight Howard in 2013 with the Rockets. So we're talking about a guy that has hit big shots in every walk of life. The only team he struggles with defensively, he gets buckets. But for some reason, Klay Thompson and the Warriors, the way the Warriors have defended him, have been enough to stymie him late in games. He hasn't been able to really dominate them in the playoffs like he does everyone else. But, I mean, he's 6'2", 6'3", and doing what he does. Can I say one more thing, though?
Go ahead.
Off the topic, how about the defense by Carmelo Anthony on Luka with the game on the line? People give Carmelo a bad rap for no defense. He made him go left, and by going left, he took him away from the rim. And the pocket, the pass wasn't supposed to be a hockey assist. It was supposed to be Luka get to the middle, create, kick to the wing to Finney, but he had to kick it to Burke on a hockey assist, and Burke got called for a charge. Melo did a great job defending him on that play.
Devon, when Carmelo Anthony loses weight, I guess he can move around a little bit better, huh?
Yeah, he looks good, man. He looks better than he's ever looked. He looked better than he did when he came in. He was a little pudgy.
Okay.
Now, you know.
All right, Devon, appreciate you for calling up from D.C. And that's true. No doubt about it. You know, I feel like I've been a Carmelo Anthony defender for a long time. I was living in New York City when Carmelo Anthony was a member of the New York Knicks, and I had a chance to be around Carmelo Anthony quite a few times, and he's a cool dude. It didn't matter if it was at practice. It didn't matter if it was at a social event. It didn't matter if it was at a game. Carmelo Anthony always took accountability for who he was and what he did. And at the same time, he did, at certain points, he didn't always have the best teammates around him. Certain times you did want Carmelo Anthony taking a shot. Let's not knock Carmelo Anthony for what he isn't. It's just like, oh, he came in with LeBron James. He's not LeBron. Like, who is? Let's talk to Hector. Hector is calling up from Seattle. Hector, you're on CBS Sports Radio. If you needed a shot in crunch time, who do you want taking it?
Well, I guess Dame's not a bad option, but, you know, I'd rather have, you know, KD or Kyrie, you know.
Okay.
Someone like that.
Makes sense.
Say LeBron's legacy, you know, for one, and then KD's his all-time clutch. That's
sure.
In the NBA right now. He's injured, but still, when he comes back, I still believe he'll still be on top.
Well, Kevin Durant, no doubt, is one of the best players in the NBA, even though he's out. Kevin Durant is one of the best basketball players ever. There's no
exactly.
doubt about that at all, Hector.
So what I'm saying is, no hate at all. But he's going to realize that Portland's not going to be his last stop, like he's saying. He's going to pull a Kevin Garnett, I feel like. He's on that Kevin. he's bad. He's not bad at all, but he's not going to carry a team and win a championship. I'm sorry. He's great, but he had the chance when he played Golden State last year. You know what I mean? They had him on the ropes. So,
let me ask you, who has done it by themselves? I don't think that's a huge knock on Damian Lillard. Who does it by themselves? Nobody, especially when you're a small guard like him. Who does it?
And I will totally give you that, because you look at like Carmelo and AI and all these other like small guys that were huge in LeBron's era. But I will never hate on LeBron, but LeBron did it in Cleveland. Right? He did.
Hector. Oh, no. I mean, we're comparing. Are we really going to compare Damian Lillard to LeBron James now?
No. Okay. So now
well,
we're going
well,
to.
Well, I'm talking about point guards. I mean, Isaiah Thomas is smaller than Damian Lillard. Isaiah Thomas did not do it by himself. If you look at someone like Allen Iverson, okay, yes, I can go ahead and give you that. What Allen Iverson did was amazing, and he only did it one time, and he was led by probably the best defensive squad in the NBA. Him himself, okay. one of the best defenders. So when you say Damian Lillard, and he's not going to do it by himself, I mean, last week we actually spent time, and correct me, Hector, did you call up last week?
I did.
Yeah, and did you call and talk to me about players who never won a ring? Were you on that
no.
night? Oh, well, Hector, the phone.
We were talking about the Redskins.
Okay, we were talking about the Redskins. Well, let's be real. There are plenty of players who have come down the line who have never won a title. Tons. It's because you don't win a ring by yourself. So I don't want to compare Damian Lillard, who is an amazing player, one of the top players in the NBA, one of the top players on earth right now, to LeBron James, who ultimately might go down as the greatest and most successful NBA player ever. And it depends on what you define success as. If LeBron James can walk around and say, I have four or five rings, I'm the NBA's all-time leading scorer, I lead here, you know, LeBron James will have an argument. So to say that Dame Lillard is not like LeBron, who, you know, dragged Larry Hughes and Zydrunas Ilgauskas to the NBA Finals to get wiped out by the Spurs, let's not do that. That's a tough comparison to make. There aren't a lot of LeBrons. There's only one of them. Jay's calling from Alaska. Jay, you're on CBS Sports Radio. We're up against the break. Go on ahead.
Hey, what's up, my bro?
I'm good.
Man,
shoot.
I never thought I'd say this, because I'm camp deep, got roots in the Kobe camp. I'm a Kobe lover from jump. You know, I'm a Laker fan all my life, but I gotta say, man, LeBron is clutch, bro. He is just clutch. And I gotta say, my favorite clutch shooter of all time, though, always be Big Shot Bob. You can't beat Robert Horry. That's the man right there.
All right. Well, thank you, Jay, for calling up from Alaska. Yeah, you don't go wrong with Robert Horry. Ask Robert Horry about his rings. And shout outs to every person who hit me up on Twitter as well. I'm going through my Twitter at JR Sport Brief. Jay, welcome to the bubble, says Damian Lillard. Jake Brandt says regular season Steph Curry, postseason Dame. We got some more folks. Shout outs to Mario. He says Steph, Chris Paul, Kawhi Leonard. Artie says Kevin Durant. Citizen of the Earth. What up, citizen? LeBron James. If you need a three, go for Steph Curry. Listen, the NBA is full of talent, and I love the fact that everybody is unique in their own way. And I can't wait to see what the Brooklyn Nets do, hopefully with a healthy Kevin Durant and hopefully a healthy Kyrie Irving next year. Because you want to talk about clutch, trying to figure out which one of those guys takes the shot. It's just going to be a matter of who's having the best night. But I think it's going to be more important to get them out onto the court first. You got some work there, Brooklyn. You got some work there. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. The NBA's had success with their bubble. Major League Baseball is thinking about one themselves. I'm going to tell you what they're thinking about. Something else different now. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.